And we are back for hour number two here on the Power Hour. The number is 844-769-2944. Social intercourse is welcome here. We do it all the time. I can't get enough of it. I love talking, engaging in diatribe with all of you. And Dave Krieger here with you in case you forgot who I was. We all know who some of you are because many of you are regular callers, which is okay. That's acceptable. It means you got a lot on your mind. There's a lot going on out there. We have an interesting network out there, which we are members of. It's called Sovereign Media, S-O-V-R-E-N. And Sovereign Media has a specific show on there, and it's called Truth in Media Project. And there's also individual people on there that have websites and channels on Sovereign Media, and I'm probably going to end up at some point in time setting up a podcast on Sovereign Media to expound on some of the stuff that we talk about here on the show. But we have Ben Swan with Sovereign Media on us. He has a Facebook page, Ben Swan Reality Check. He's the founder of the Truth in Media Project, which focuses on stories that mainstream media want nothing to do with. He's one of the most influential new media kind of journalists in America, which we need. We need that new blood out here, especially when you get people like 85 million people every month reading this stuff that he puts out. So this is really, really good. It's great to have Ben Swan on the show. Welcome, sir.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on.
And so tell me, what's going on in your world that we all need to be aware of?
Oh, wow. Much right now. Right?
That's a big question, isn't it?
It is. It's maybe the most broad question. Listen, I think the most incredible thing that's happening that everyone needs to be watching is what's happening across Europe, Australia, and New Zealand right now. I mean, we've watched for 2 years the quote unquote conspiracy theorists, right, of which I am, you know, constantly labeled, have warned, watch what's happening and look at the way that laws are being changed or laws are being created by fiat without any kind of process. Democratic societies are becoming increasingly totalitarian. And look at the camps that are going to be formed. I mean, there's been so many warnings, and we're watching it happen and play out in real time before our eyes. New Zealand, Australia, Austria, Germany, creating multi-tiered systems and class systems in their societies of people who are either vaccinated or unvaccinated. The idea that you right now in New Zealand have one set of rules and rights that belong to people who have been injected by the government versus those who have not been injected, it's something that you would think of as a B-movie script, right? And if you took it to a Hollywood producer and said, I had this idea, they'd say, they'd laugh you out of the room and say, this is ridiculous. No one's going to believe there's something believable about this idea. And yet we're watching it happen in real time before our eyes.
This is almost like Red Dawn, like that movie, you know, where they just kind of like paratroop in and start taking people. I mean, it's crazy, Ben. And it's all because of this moronic variant and other variants that they've claimed are out there. And Truth in Media, I mean, Omicron is what they call it. I call it moronic. It's an anagram for Omicron. And, you know, and so it is moronic because, you know, people in Africa and the medical professionals in Africa are saying, look, this is nothing more than the flu. We hardly have any. We have no deaths. I mean, everybody is just like having a bad cold and that's it. And so, you know, but the thing is that people over here, especially with mainstream media, they just do their best to point a finger at us. And it's amazing that they've got lower ratings than even that MSDNC and Communist News Network have lower ratings than what, you know, probably Sovereign Media does. I mean, you have way more people dialing into your channel than probably CNN does right now.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true. I mean, it's incredible because if you think about it, and you have to stop thinking about it as a business, right? If you think about media as a business, which for a long time we did, you know, I spent 20 years in broadcast media, and I always believed it was a business. And one of the reasons I got out was when I realized it wasn't a business, that there was no business model here where they were attempting to say, well, listen, if you put out the best product, if you find stories that the users, consumers, and viewers care about, they'll watch you, that ratings drive everything. And at a certain point, you realize that's actually not true. What's actually happening is that it's all agenda-driven, and they don't care about that because their funding mechanism is entirely different than we had always thought it was. I had always believed it was based upon ratings, which drive advertising. The truth is it's not. It's based upon sponsors, certain sponsors who dictate how funds are going into those networks and then determine what the content will be to reflect what the sponsors are doing. And it's a completely backward system. I think we know it as propaganda, but that's really what it is. It's a propaganda system that's not designed to educate or even to please the viewer. It's designed to control and manipulate the viewer.
Yeah, see, and I've been in media since 1968, and I've worked for KLBJ in Austin when Lady Bird and Lucy owned it, and they were just absolutely wonderful to work for, and they were business people way back in the 90s, and then things started to change. Now, is this why you started Truth in Media Project?
Yeah, it really is. So we started the Truth in Media Project really in around 2013 is when we first launched it. I was working at the time for Fox in Cincinnati, and was covering the presidential election in 2012, and one of the things that I began to see was how corrupt the coverage of politics was. The fact that certain people who were running for office, you know, in one particular case, someone like Ron Paul, right, who's running for office, and I had never really known who Ron Paul was, couldn't get any coverage, and I was trying to figure out why. People were telling me this was true. And I began to look at what was happening and said, well, okay, they're right that he's not getting coverage. They're right that the media will lie about the polls that he's in. And when he does well, they'll just omit his name. But why are they doing it, right? And as a journalist, that's always the question. It's not just the what, but it's the why. And rarely can we ever tell you the why. Most of the time, we can only tell you the what. But for us, you see the what, and then you try to find out why. And so for me, it was finding out, well, why are they doing this? And you start listening to all the things that he was saying, you know, his positions on the banking system, which is so interestingly, a decade later, we see, you know, how far we've come in terms of the way the central bank, Federal Reserve Bank, is completely destroying the economy of this country, just running it into the ground. We're watching this massive inflation, which he had warned would come, and it's upon us. We're watching, you know, QE infinity and the quantitative easing policies, watching all of that happen, the military industrial complex, the war machine. So what you began to see, what I began to see was there are all these things that he would talk about. And it's true. There are all these issues that are very real to what's going on around us that cannot be discussed in media. Like they're essentially this kind of blacklisting where you cannot talk about certain issues. And so we created the Truth in Media Project specifically to cover those kinds of issues. And I stayed in broadcast even while that project was going. And we came to Atlanta, worked for CBS in Atlanta, simultaneously running the Truth in Media Project, stuff that I couldn't talk about on TV in Atlanta. You know, we would talk about through Truth in Media.
That must have driven you crazy not being able to report that stuff on the mainstream news, because I know you wanted to do it. And that's the thing, you know, it's censorship from within. I mean, I can only point to that.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I think that what I really saw, you know, especially around 2017, I finally left for good broadcast, you know, media, working for the network anyways, because I just couldn't deal with anymore how much deception there was in the stories we were covering. It was funny, though, because, you know, I left the end of 2017, 2018, I left, and I had a viewer who actually reached out to me the other day and said, aren't you glad that you left when you did? Because imagine trying to work for a network right now. Over the past 2 years, with everything that's gone on with vaccines and mandates, and like, there's no way. I wouldn't have lasted 10 minutes. because you can't go on television and you can't say, hey, by the way, if you go get a vaccine, who cares? If that's your choice, you have the right to do that. But just so you know, you're being injected with something that does not actually constitute a vaccine, right? If you're going to redefine in Webster's dictionary in 1 year the word vaccine three times to make it fit, you're not getting the vaccine, right? You can't say that stuff on TV, even though it's all true. There's so much documentation of everything that's going on, as you well know, but you can't say it because it's not allowed.
That's right. And I mean, we have pontificated this on this program forever and a day. And you get people that are zeroing in on Anthony Fauci. And I have been calling him Joseph Mengele, Anthony Mengele, ever since I came on this show. And Lara Logan did it on Fox. And now she's been sidelined. You are aware of that,
yep,
right?
I was.
Have you talked?
Yes. In fact, we put it up at Sovereign.media, her statement calling him, yeah, Joseph Mengele.
Oh, my. You know, and see, the thing is that he's doing the same thing that Mengele did at Auschwitz in World War II. I mean, he's doing the same thing, injecting experimental drugs, and he's pontificating programs like remdesivir in hospitals that are literally shutting people's kidneys down and causing them to suffocate to death as their mediastinums fill up with fluid. So, I mean, we know this, and I've had some experience in med school, enough to be able to read through this, enough to talk to people like Judy Mikovits for hours on end and get the actual details and the truth out of her about what's going on. The average layman has absolutely no clue, and it takes people like you, Ben, to bring this down into layman's terms and get that message out so that people understand when they want a shot in every arm, because I believe, and this is what Kerry Mate and others have told me, is that this is nothing more than an effort to depopulate the world, especially America, to take us out.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because, you know, again, as a journalist, I look primarily at the what and not the why. So when we get into questions about depopulation and what's happening, I don't have those answers because I haven't come across enough evidence that is the intent. However, there certainly seems to be growing evidence that is the case, right? There is a growing body of evidence. First of all, knowing this, again, the what. We know that every single lockdown order, every single economic shutdown, every single order for mass vaccination has not been based in science, that there is absolutely nothing scientific about any of these orders. And if not only that, but over and over, we are seeing that there is increasing evidence that they only harm the economies, harm individuals, harm children. There's a new report out that the WHO even warned the Prime Minister of Australia that lockdowns were causing a spike in suicides, and yet they continue to implement those lockdowns, right? Which means that you know that you're harming people. You know that you're causing deaths. And we now know with a growing body of scientific evidence, again, that these vaccines do not prevent the spread of COVID, nor do they prevent people from either being hospitalized or dying from it. There's a huge amount of data coming in from the UK and from Germany that shows that the numbers of people who are dying from COVID are actually higher among the vaccinated now than they are among the unvaccinated. Omicron that you were talking about, it's fairly mild. But what's fascinating to me about Omicron that's not getting hardly any coverage at all is the fact that the majority of people who have it are not unvaccinated. They're vaccinated people. It's the most highly mutated version, is what we're being told, of COVID. Again, fairly mild, but it's mostly showing up in vaccinated people. So you have to ask these questions. Why are we allowing, as populations, to be punished, rounded up, put into camps? These three boys from Australia there was a manhunt for them the other day. I don't know if you saw this.
I did.
They escaped a COVID camp. They climbed over a fence and escaped a COVID camp, and they had an all-out manhunt for three teenagers. I mean, this is, you can't get more dystopian. And again, it's happening right in front of us. So what is the actual reason for it? Is it truly a depopulation plan? Is that the plan? Again, I don't have evidence that it's happening, but certainly whatever they're saying that they're doing it for, public health is not the case.
Right. Well, and the number that you can call in on right now, because we got Ben Swan here, 844-769-2944. Now, you're talking to a learned journalist here, folks. And here's the thing. I know that you've been watching TV out there, and I'm talking to my listening audience right now, Ben. You guys have been watching TV out there, all these different news commentators. You've seen slanted media reports. You've seen the cover-ups. You've seen what just defies common sense logic, and here you have an opportunity to get on the phone and ask somebody who has actually been a member of the media on the front lines, that's been deeper into television and media than even I have been. This is one thing, because, you know, working for a Fox News affiliate, I have not. My tenure was spent in radio, not so much TV. I've been in cable news, and that's been about the extent of it, but not to the degree that Ben Swan has been. And so here you have an opportunity to call up and ask questions and deal in common sense logic, because what Ben just described to me, common sense logic would reason that if all they're doing is making us second class citizens, they want to change the political structure of the world. And this is when we study things like World Economic Forum and all the things they want to do with global New World Order, all this stuff. I mean, I know you guys have questions. This is the time to get on that phone, 844-769-2944, and engage in a little social intercourse with us here on the Power Hour. So common sense logic, Ben, that would seem to me, if they're trying to make us all second class citizens, why not take that second step and make sure we're all injected so that maybe we'll die? I mean, even Pfizer's own retired chief science officer, Michael Yeadon, who is a doctor, has said, if you take this, you'll be dead in 3 years.
Yep, they have. Listen, think about what that means. First of all, again, what we're seeing in terms of just real time, watching kind of the data play out. One of the things that it's striking, and this is where having a dishonest media and a dishonest social media apparatus, right? Because the broadcast media we've known for a long time was incredibly compromised. Social media, I think, became a very powerful tool for the people because people were able to interact directly with each other. That's all been compromised now. But it makes it very difficult when you look at what's happening right now among athletes especially. I mean, there is an incredible number of professional athletes across the world that are dropping dead from heart failure, and it's happening at an astonishing rate. Just this year alone, there have been 108 FIFA players who have collapsed because of either myocarditis or a heart failure episode in the middle of a game. Some of them are referees, some of them are players, but 108 FIFA players have actually died this way. It is stunning. There has never been a time in history where we've seen over 100 professional athletes in 1 year in one sport fall over dead from heart failure. And so what we see happening is some of the best trained people in the world in terms of health are collapsing when exerting themselves this way. And so when you start to pull together a lot of this information and you see what's happening, the likelihood that there are long-term ramifications for what happens to your system. I've also read in both Pfizer and Moderna's actual original applications for the emergency use authorization, they talk about that within mice when they did this test, that while the mice might not have had problems with the actual initial injection from the vaccine, that when those mice encountered actual COVID virus, because remember, the virus is not in the vaccines, it's mRNA, it's all manufactured. When they encountered the actual virus, it was much more severe and caused death in the mice at an alarming rate when they encountered the actual virus. So one of the questions I have as a journalist is how does COVID actually affect a vaccinated person? We know it doesn't stop them from getting it, but is the likelihood of them dying actually greater? Look at what's happened in Israel in terms of hospitalizations and deaths before they had a vaccine, and then when they vaccinated almost their entire population, the number of COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths has skyrocketed in that country as a result of mass vaccination. And even though we were being told that the point of mass vaccination was to prevent skyrocketing numbers of hospitalizations and deaths.
So it worked just the opposite. It's amazing. 844-769-2944. Sherry in Kansas, welcome to the show. How are you?
Okay. Ben, I love you. I love you too, Dave.
Oh, thank you.
Ben, have you come across any indication that some of these troops, like what's happening in Australia, these people are getting taken to these camps or being picked up, that they're not regular police or even their native military, that they're more like UN troops or something?
So my understanding, Sherry, is that in Australia, it is state police, federal police who are involved in it. They're not international that I've heard. The videos that I have seen indicate that they're not international either, which is actually, it would be, I think, less alarming to me if it were international troops, because you could look at that and say, okay, who's the apparatus behind this? What's insane of what's happening in Austria, in Belgium right now, in Germany, in New Zealand, and Australia, is that these are all the localized, institutionalized police forces in those countries who are participating in this, who are rounding people up, who are in, I don't know if you saw the video the other day, in Germany, where literally the police are going door to door asking to see people's papers. I mean, how insane is it that it wasn't, you know, more than, what, two generations ago that the world watched Germans do this, going around and demanding people's papers before carting them away, and swore that they would never see this again, and we're seeing it again in the name of public health. And in Australia, what's fascinating, we're actually releasing a report on it at Sovereign.media this week about what's happening in Australia. But one thing that's very unique about Australia compared to other places in the world is they're not testing individual people for COVID and determining whether or not people have the virus or not. What they're doing is they're going to an entire community and they're testing the wastewater in a community with using PCR to determine whether or not there are traces of COVID in the wastewater. And if there are, they're rounding up the entire communities, and they're doing this specifically in the Aborigine communities or First People communities. They're going to these communities and they're testing the wastewater. And if they find it, they're taking everyone from those communities, rounding them up and putting them into camps. And that's what's really remarkable, is it's almost like a mass roundup that's taking place in the name of, you know, cracking down on the unvaccinated, but they're not doing it based upon individuals being sick and saying, well, if you're sick, we're taking you away. It's if you live in a community where someone's sick, then you're guilty by association.
Now, that,
yeah,
Sherry, that sounds
like
crazy.
Out of a dystopian novel. Okay, thanks a lot,
yeah.
Ben.
Guys, thank you, Sherry, for
thank
calling.
You.
And, Ben, we are getting ready to come up to the break here. So, you know, we are going to take your calls, folks. 844-769-2944. Sherry got in. We thank you so much for calling. Yeah, we love you too, Sherry. Thanks for being a Power Hour listener. And like I say, the phone lines are open for a reason, and that's you can call in and ask questions from somebody who's on the front line of this thing that's probably doing more deep dive research than what we do for the Power Hour, because we're only on here for 2 hours a day from 11 to 1 Central Time. And so, Ben, you've been, you know, messing with this for a long time. We'll get more of your commentary after the break. Here on the Power Hour, Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us. We will be back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Yes, there's our infamous intro music here at 12:32 Central Time, December 7th, 2021, the 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Ben Swan is with us from Sovereign Media, and he is actually the founder of the Truth in Media Projects. We have been taking calls, 844-769-2944. And, you know, the Clay Clark Reawakening Tour is coming to Dallas this week. I know we will be there covering that event live for the 3 days, the Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week. But the thing is that there are multiple guest speakers there. Zelenko, I mean, all the famous doctors that you can imagine, Brian Artis, everybody's going to be there. It's going to be a huge event. Michael Flynn will be there. We are going to try to get interviews with all of these folks. In the meantime, I was reflecting on one of the previous events prior to the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals coming against the Biden mandate to vaccinate any firm, for that matter, with any kind of a mandate. He really has no authority. It's unconstitutional to do it. And Sherry Tenpenny basically was reflecting at one of the previous Clay Clark events about people who have been so duped into this thing in believing that everything their government tells them, including Fauci, Dr. Anthony Mengele, is true. And then they go get the shot. And she basically said, once you've had the shot, forget it. You want to go ahead and roll that clip.
Because we've been told that they were, the coming of the lawless one will be accompanied by the power of Satan. We are fighting powers and principalities and these lying wonders of every type of evil to deceive everyone. For this reason, God will send a powerful delusion, so powerful they will believe the lie. And the entire world rolled over and fell down as soon as they started to use their fear-based weapon and never stood back up.
It's amazing how that works. Ben, what do you think about that comment?
Yeah, I think it's again, as a journalist, you're looking at what is happening. And I think it's hard to look at what is happening right now around the world and not believe that it is evil, right? It's not just misguided. It's not just scientific malpractice. It's evil. Something evil is happening in our world right now, and at a scale that we've never witnessed as a generation of people, or as multiple generations who are alive today. In modern history, we have not watched evil like this. Now, evil has been on this earth, obviously, since the beginning of this earth, but if you go back even into the 1930s and 1940s during World War II, there was obviously a great evil that swept over parts of the earth. I think we're witnessing it again. We're watching it happen. The question is, do we learn from what we've seen in the past and cut it off quickly, or are we going to have to go through this same longer process and tell generations to come, don't let it happen?
Well, and see, part of that problem, too, is that she also attacked monoclonal antibodies because of the fact that these things are also basically emergency use kind of stuff. They haven't been fully vetted. She says they basically make you feel good for a while, but it's the long-term effects that we're not sure of. And this is part of what I think Truth and Media Project is probably going to be researching in the future, I'm sure. Stefan in Virginia, welcome to the Power Hour. What say you?
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
I'm doing super, sir. Thanks for asking. What's on your mind?
Well, you guys were talking earlier, and you were saying, you know, what could possibly be the agenda here. And, you know, what I'm seeing is, you know, this is a very plain event that's probably been going on since, you know, World War II, when we brought all the Nazi scientists over here, and we can go into why we're actually really in Germany in the first place. And, you know, fast forward to the Maoists and, you know, and what happened in Vietnam. And, you know, now here we are. And the same people, I believe, that were controlling all those events, minus Germany, are the ones that are controlling this today. I mean, if you follow the money trails of who are pulling the strings, you guys were just talking about who controls the media. You know, they thought it was, you know, like Johnson & Johnson or, you know, regular advertisers and stuff like that. It's the bankers, the globalists. They're the ones controlling all of it. They own the government. They own all the major establishments. They own all, like, you know, talking about Black Street or BlackRock Main Street and the third one. I can't recall it right now. And they pretty much own every major corporation in this country. And
they,
you know,
yeah, they run the show.
You say about what's that?
I said they run the show.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the whole thing is, you know, it's not, you know, from day one, I was in the military for 12 years. I still talk to some of the guys that I served with and everything. I was in Afghanistan in 2001 to 2002. I was in the initial assault in Iraq in March of 2003. I served four deployments altogether. I held a
well, thank you for your service, by the way, while we're at it. Yeah, thank you for your service. Go ahead.
Well, you know, and I'm just used to seeing, you know, certain things, you know, fall in line. And, you know, from day one, this was strategic. You know, from the point of view of, you know, what's the first thing that you're going to do whenever you, you know, if you're going to invade a country or something like that, what's the first thing you do? You're going to first control the infrastructure. You know, that was them shutting everything down. You know, and we're still seeing the repercussions of that today with the slow supply lines. I drive a truck now. I can tell you firsthand, it's tight out here. It's extremely tight. My fuel cost has gone up over $3,000 a month, okay? Plus rates are down. The little bit of freight that you can come across that pays anything, there's going to be four or five other guys trying to grab the same load. You know, so, I mean, it's crazy out here. It really is. And that's all part of the engineer to the tearing down the infrastructure. You know, the other thing that they're going after is the food supply. You know, when we went into Iraq, you know, the first thing we had to do was attack the infrastructure. We had to cut off all communications, cut basically all their essential product, like, you know, any of their provisions, food, water, medicine. We had to control all that. You know, when you saw the Iraqi kids and people running next to the United States military convoys, you know, running up some road through Baghdad or something with their hands out, it's because we cut all their supplies off. They didn't have any water. They didn't have anything. We don't talk about all the people that starved over there and died from dehydration and dysentery and all the other diseases that go along with those sort of things. You know, and that's what they're doing to us now. They're cutting us off. You know, and next thing you know, they're going to probably do something with our communication as far as, like, phones and everything. That'll be the third thing they're going to do. You know,
yeah,
they're already
Stephon,
talking about restricting travel.
Yeah, they are. Now, let me ask you a question. What do you think about them trying to inject all the military right now? I mean, they're going to kill our military, the way things look.
Let me tell you something. I went in the military in 1996. I got out in 2008. I didn't recognize the military when I got out in 2008, okay? I don't know the military that we have today. I think, you know, we got the hardcores, you know, the combat veterans that have been in them for the last 20 years, you know, probably in the upper ranks by now or special forces. You know, as far as the regular enlisted men, I mean, you know, I've heard on your show and many other shows where military callers call, you know, military personnel call in. They're like, yeah, they're trying to get our unit to, you know, get the shot and everything. Well, you know, I don't know all the nuts and bolts of that, but I can tell you with them allowing transgenders are probably more worried about how their makeup is looking and their nails getting broken rather than, you know, being mission ready and all that stuff and being an efficient machine to carry out whatever their orders are. It's nothing but weakening our military. That's the agenda. I don't know how many men and women are going to die or get so sick they won't even be able to perform their everyday duties, much less go into combat or war. I mean, you got Russia chomping at the bit. You got, you know, China, Iran. I mean, the world, I don't think in my lifetime, anyways, I'm 48 years old now. I don't think in my lifetime I've ever seen stuff so screwed up globally. You know what I mean? You can't look in any single direction and not see something that's screwed up or somebody that wants to get at it. And the first thing is they're worried about transgenderism. They're worried about everyone getting a vaccine. What they should be worried about is making sure that everyone's mission ready. You know?
Yep, I agree with that, Stephon.
Which tells me immediately, you know, that, you know, they're not, this is all part of a global emergence. So they can, you know, they're destroying our heritage, our traditions, our family values, our morals. I'm a Christian. That's who my authority. That's who I get my authority from is God. You know.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you for the enlightenment there, Stephon. I appreciate that. Ben, what say you to those comments? I mean, do you see the same thing happening over here as what they did? And I almost see a parallel. What do you see as far as truth and media and the parallels that Stephon just described?
I think he's right. You know, I talked with just a couple of weeks ago a doctor from the U.S. Air Force who has risen through the ranks over the years and has become very vocal against this idea of the mandates for military. But one of the things that she said, which was people need to pay attention to, she said, based upon the numbers of people who are saying they will not be vaccinated, they're refusing vaccination, that would mean that the Biden administration is about to purge about 200,000 active duty military from the roles, removing them from their role in the U.S. military. Now, think about that. She pointed out this. That has never happened in the history of our country. We have never in any single battle ever lost 200,000 soldiers at one time or in a matter of even just weeks or months. It's never taken place. And so the idea that you would have a purge of 200,000 active duty military in one swoop is unprecedented. But it also raises the question, why do this, right? Because we know that a lot of these vaccine mandates, it's just a political tool. And I believe, this is my personal belief, I don't have evidence of this, that it is all being done to remove anyone who does not follow the orders that they're being given, right? Regardless of what it means for their own health, regardless of what it means for other people, that they want to purge the roles of anyone who is not showing their complete allegiance to this administration. And so to remove not only those entire groups of members of the military, but also what's happened with law enforcement across the country, firefighters across the country, EMT and doctors, nurses, everyone who's in these positions is being removed if you do not essentially bend the knee to this administration. And what Biden has attempted to do, and you just talked about the Sixth Circuit, what Biden has attempted to do across the entire spectrum of all private businesses is say either bend your knee or you have nothing. You'll have no job. You'll have no income. You'll have no way to support your family. You either, you know, swear fidelity to me or you are gone. And I think that's what we're seeing right now is it is a complete push to demand sole allegiance or else. And so what I see happening in the military right now is absolutely a move to remove anybody who does not, again, bend that knee.
Now, do you remember, Ben, when the guy that lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with the mental acuity of a two-year-old, do you remember when he said, I can kill you? Do you remember when he said that? On camera.
I'm not sure I remember that exact quote.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was the phrase that he used. And what's amazing about it is everything that we've been talking about up to this point is alluding to that fact. And there is some research out there. I think it was back in the 90s. They did a survey of military units at Camp Pendleton, and they asked them, if you were ordered by a superior officer to turn your weapon on an American citizen, would you? That was one of the questions that was asked, and 25% of them said they would if ordered to do so.
Wow.
So to me, this is one of the reasons, this is one of the reasons why people out there are arming themselves and stockpiling food. I believe they think that another civil war is coming.
Well, I think it's hard to not believe that. And especially, again, when you look at what's happening, I know I brought them up several times. We're doing a lot of work right now on what's happening in New Zealand and Australia, which just so happen to be populations that have been entirely disarmed. And you have to also look at that, the fact that in countries that have been, where the population was disarmed some time ago, they now find themselves completely at the mercy of whatever the government slash military police state requires of them, and they have no other way around it. And I think in the U.S. that becomes a little more difficult because we have not been disarmed as a population. But one thing we are going through right now is a disarmament of our voice. We're having our voice taken from us. And so you might not have taken the weapons, but you're certainly taking the ability of people to communicate and to speak to each other, which is why we created this platform, sovereign.media. By the way, it's sovereign, S-O-V-R-E-N. .media, not .com, .media. But folks can go there because we are so concerned about the fact that social media has been completely co-opted and it has taken away the ability of people to communicate with each other, which is the power of social media. Listen, content creation is great and content creators are great, but if people don't have the ability to speak to each other, we have nothing. And things do devolve very quickly when people no longer have the ability to speak.
Well, they get confused and they panic, and that's basically what is happening. Part of my whole diatribe and objective here, being on this particular show, is that we have the ability to communicate right now because they would have a hard time trying to take us offline like they've done with Gab and Parler and several of these other platforms. How protected is Sovereign Media?
Sovereign.media will be the most protected platform on the planet. And the reason for that is because we are not built in a traditional way. We don't use AWS. We don't use the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. We do not use traditional DNS services. Everything we're doing is being built and migrated to the blockchain. So just like you have the Silicon Valley and the internet is basically controlled by just a few companies, Google and Amazon, AWS, we are actually building in a parallel Silicon Valley, if you will, called the blockchain. And on the blockchain, we are utilizing something called decentralization. We're decentralizing our entire system so that it cannot be located in one place. It cannot be taken down in one spot. Content cannot simply be removed because it is essentially spread out worldwide and, again, built on blockchain systems that are not controlled by Silicon Valley or by big tech companies.
Right. Now, you should understand, folks, that the Power Hour is on Sovereign Media. It's www.sovren.media/u/thepowerhour/. We will post that link online because for those of you who have internet access, the only thing that is stopping us from getting the message out is electromagnetic pulse. And we have China and Russia who both have announced that they have those kinds of capabilities. And I have done extensive research into electromagnetic pulse. This government knows that that likelihood exists, yet they don't care. They've disbanded the EMP commissions, and it's just like they're leaving their infrastructure basically is being designed to protect the power elite and nothing else. Everybody's got their underground bunkers that are all Faraday cage protected. They don't care whether the rest of us are protected. They're leaving us all open like sitting ducks. And now with the guy in the White House that's running the shift show, the big problem we have now is he's left us all vulnerable. Has Truth in Media explored any of this?
Oh, well, we are exploring every kind of new form of getting content out and communicating with people outside of any traditional systems. And so we are not utilizing any of these traditional systems by which communication is taking place. That is our goal. Our goal is to not only build out a network that is as decentralized as possible, and we are building that, but we're also building an entity, by the way, that is decentralized in terms of its structure, because what we ultimately want is
is to not be essentially in one place with one set of power and one set of controls, but to be really spread out in a way that we cannot be stopped.
Right. Now, you have a video out, is Omicron variant caused by the vaccines? And this is something that is posted on Sovereign Media now. Could you give us a little over 40,000-foot view of what that video is about?
Absolutely. Well, all we're doing is taking a look at the claims that were being made about the variant, specifically the lies that were being told about it beginning in Africa. It did not begin in Africa. It actually was brought into Botswana, the first country that saw the variant, by four vaccinated people who came into the country. They brought it with them. But what's really interesting about this is that, and I believe this is the real reason that we're seeing so much talk about Africa. Remember, the Biden administration put a travel ban on eight countries in southern Africa. Four of those countries had never had a case of Omicron. And yet this was the order. And yet European nations, where we do know the variant has been, there is no travel ban. Why is that happening? Africa as a continent only has 6% of the entire population vaccinated. Africa has not mass vaccinated its population. And by the way, COVID was almost completely gone from the continent. There was almost no interaction with COVID whatsoever, or rising cases were not there. It had flatlined. So in European countries where they've had mass vaccination, the numbers are skyrocketing. In African nations, the numbers had flatlined, and then almost none of the population, only 6%, was vaccinated. And I believe that's why the not only has there been a push to say, let's blame this on Africa because it's largely unvaccinated, but there's a lot of talk in media about going there to force vaccinate those countries in order to, quote unquote, get control of this variant. You got to listen to the what's being said, because everything they're telling you is the opposite of reality.
Well, yeah, if you look at what happened with Gates, I mean, and this is a thing that even Judy Mikovits told me on an interview, is, look, if you want to know what's going on and how many people died and what the after effects of these vaccine programs are, just follow what Bill Gates and everybody was doing over in Africa. And what
That's
happened
right.
as a result of those vaccine programs is a lot of people were dying. I mean, kids literally were getting the shot and cutting off their arms. I mean, this whole thing was just nuts. So this is the stuff that they're forcing on us.
And by the way, good luck finding that online. Try and go and find information about Bill Gates and Africa and the damage he caused to children there, or the damage he caused to young girls in India, where over 700,000 girls were sterilized through his vaccine program in India. It's all been removed from the internet. You can't even find it anymore, which is absolutely incredible. And we have to remind people of this, because, you know, we think that we have this amazing porthole to communication and information called the internet. And what we have not recognized is that over the past 20 years, especially in the last decade, that internet has become very carefully manipulated in order to control the information that we see.
Well, it's toxic, to say the least. But the thing is that when you look at the number of people who did die as a result of these vaccine programs, I mean, if that is the case, and we know that they are censoring this information to keep it from the people, the people internally, these frontline doctors, many of whom, like Judy Mikovits, actually worked in the labs, in the biotech labs, who goes and does gain-of-function research and spends all that money exploring patents and everything else that's going on, unless you had an intended purpose for all that stuff? It would just lend itself to reason, and I would hope that Truth and Media Project would explore stuff like this, because I really think, you know, Fauci owns and the NIH owns parts of the rights in the patents of this stuff. And you know, when they stand to make billions of dollars in profit, the only thing that can stop them is we the people. And it would happen through the states because of the 10th Amendment to the United States Constitution. It's something that, you know, I think every state in the union needs to look at. But unfortunately, the red states are going to be the ones, I think, that react or that are proactive, rather, because we have been conditioned to become reactive instead of proactive. And I'm afraid even if they haven't come to take our guns, we have so many people now that are out there shaming each other. They don't have the truth. They're only doing this based on emotion. So I largely blame that on mainstream media.
Oh, yeah, Matt, I absolutely agree with you. And by the way, just so your listeners know, so we have covered extensively gain-of-function research. I actually reported on it before, I think, anyone else. I think I was the first reporter to even talk about gain-of-function and the grant applications with EcoHealth Alliance. We have reports on that, as well as what happened in Africa and India, by the way, with Bill Gates. We have reports on all those. But what's interesting about that, though, is how heavily censored that content is. You know, on Instagram or Facebook, that's one reason we had to build this platform, is because we couldn't get this information out. You got this incredible amount of information. We have massive numbers of millions of followers around the world, and none of them can see any of our content because it's so heavily, heavily censored. As you know, because you know what this game is, right? And the whole game is about trying to convince people that there is nothing here, and even the terminology that's used now, misinformation, disinformation. And it's so interesting because you'll hear people like the new CEO of Twitter who will come out and say, well, misinformation isn't just information that's untrue. Sometimes it's information that is true, but if people knew about it, it would be harmful. I mean, what kind of an insane society are you living in where you're being told that something may be true, but if we don't like the way you're going to react to this truth, it's misinformation and we must hide it first.
That's right. And that's why sovereign.media, that's SOVREN.media, is out there, folks. You need to dial it up. Ben Swan, thank you so much for being on the show. We are out of time and hitting the top of the hour break. And we thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have you back on again soon, hopefully before all hell breaks loose in America. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We will be back tomorrow before we head up to Dallas. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.